Hello, this is Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. If you're like most people, you probably have difficulties at times praying. And sometimes you probably think, I can't pray. Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you today to know that there is never a time that you cannot pray. Oh, sure, there are plenty of times when we can't quite pray the way we would want to or like to, or maybe we can't pray the way that we usually do. Maybe we're very distracted, very distressed. But you can always pray. You can always pray because prayer essentially is turning ourselves to God. And we can turn ourselves to God in many ways. The very desire that we have to be able to pray is itself prayer. And so practically, the important rule for us to keep in mind is never to stay away from prayer simply because we feel we're not praying the way we should be. Never reduce the amount of time that you're spending in prayer simply because it's not going well. It's going well as long as you're sticking to it. Distractions are one of the things that bother everybody. It's not just something that happens to you. It happens to everyone. And as far as dealing with the distractions is concerned, one of the things we can do is when we're aware of the thing that is distracting us, simply to gently say, I will now return to my prayer. If the distraction continues, something that some people do is to begin to pray about the distraction so that they can use it as a stepping stone back into their conversation with God. There are other times, of course, when our distractions are so bad and so constant that we end up just sitting there in the presence of God, going from one distraction to the next. And here's the moment when we cannot and should not abandon our prayer. Sometimes just sitting there, just saying, Lord, I want to be able to pray. Lord, help me to be able to pray. Lord, this is not working. This is one big distraction. Please, I just want to sit in your presence. And there, brothers and sisters, we're being united with God by our desire. There is never a time when we cannot pray. We're always able at least to desire to have that union with God. When we come to our time of prayer, of course, preparation is very, very essential. We think ahead of time and we say, this time is going to be dedicated to God in prayer. And one of the best ways of preparation is to purposely set aside all the other concerns and cares and obligations that we have. We can say to the Lord, well, Lord, now is the time that I'm going to spend meditating on your word or talking with you. I give into your hands right now all the other cares and concerns of my life. I'll pick them up again at the end of my time of prayer. But Lord, in the meantime, I put them in your hands. This is extremely helpful not only when we're going into a time of prayer, but when we're going to sleep at night. If we pass directly from our daily activities into our sleep, we're likely to be troubled and distracted and maybe find it difficult to get to sleep. But to purposely put everything into the hands of the Lord and saying, Lord, I'm not going to worry about these things right now. They are in your hands. That gives us a great deal more peace of soul, so that we can enter into a time of rest or a time of prayer, as the case may be. So, brothers and sisters, I encourage you today, do not cease your time of prayer. Do not shorten it because of difficulties. The Lord is with us in those moments. Prayer is happening in our souls at many different levels. And sometimes people who have spent time meditating or just sitting looking at the tabernacle or looking at the host sometimes feel that when they are distracted they should not go back to a simpler form of prayer. But that often is a good thing to do. If we have a prayer book and we find we cannot focus in on our meditations, pick up the book and go back to actually reading the words of the prayer. It's a simpler and more basic form of prayer, and yet nevertheless it can serve very, very well to take away distractions and to get us back into focusing on the Word of God. There is never a time when we cannot pray, I encourage you today, as the Scripture says, to persevere in prayer, giving thanks at all times and praying constantly.